as a ticket. He said because they both are from Florida, that would mess up the Electoral College votes. But Trump would either need to relocate to New York or Texas or Tennessee.
Yeah, let me explain that. It's a really big question that we get asked all the time, and I have to give credit to a listener of this program who actually had me go back and look up this. So the challenge is, if Trump and DeSantis are both from the same state, then let's say Trump is the president and DeSantis is the vice president, then technically you don't get the Florida electoral votes. That's a non-starter. So in order for that to be rectified, DeSantis is the governor, so he can't leave Florida. Trump would have to be a citizen of a different state to avoid constitutional mess over getting the 20-plus electoral votes from Florida to count in 2024. There hasn't been a lot of discussion about that in the media, but it is something that would keep us from potentially being able to wed both arms of the party. The other thing, Buck, I'll say as we go out, the one term for Trump, big discussion from a lot of people, too. Even if you love Trump, best-case scenario, you get him 4 years.
So I'm going to be trying to hit steel at 200 yards with nothing but iron sights tomorrow, Clay. Do it,
yes,
as one does. Sexton Brothers out at the range. Need a day to clear the head. But you're going to be here. You have the con, as they say in the Navy. You are going to be at the command center. So give folks a sense of what's going to be coming in Clay's world.
We're going to have fun tomorrow to get you ready for the weekend. I believe we have a couple of guests lined up, but including Rush Limbaugh's wife, Catherine, who was going to join us. Should be fantastic. She's got a Christmas book out, and we'll just have a lot of fun. We'll open up the phone lines. We'll roll you into the weekend. Buck will be back with me on Monday. Appreciate all of you. Tremendous feedback today.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
The last couple of years have been bumpy for business owners. How about a break? If your business has five or more employees and managed to survive COVID, you could be eligible to receive a payroll tax rebate of up to $26,000 per employee. This is not a loan. It's a refund of your taxes. The challenge is getting your hands on it.
Go to GetRefunds.com. The team of tax attorneys they've put together are highly trained in this little-known payroll tax refund program and have already returned $1 billion to businesses. They can help you, too.
They do all the work with no charges up front and share a percentage of the cash they get for you. Businesses of all types can qualify, including those who took PPP, nonprofits, and even those that had increases in sales.
Go to GetRefunds.com. Click on Qualify Me and answer a few questions. This payroll tax refund is available for a limited amount of time. That's GetRefunds.com. GetRefunds.com.
Great news, Nick. Legacy boxes are still in stock. With Christmas just around the corner, there's still time to buy the best Christmas gift ever. Legacy Box.
That's right, Adam. Order today and Legacy Box ships immediately. It'll arrive ready to wrap and place under the tree.
Gather the family together this Christmas and collect all your old VHS and camcorder tapes, slides, pictures, and film reels. Then you can binge on the good old days.
From fading over time to risks like fire and water damage, your memories aren't protected unless they're on a digital format. Legacy Box helps you replay those great moments from the past, from Christmas morning to your wedding day.
Legacy Box is the world's largest digitizer of home movies and photos. All the work is done right here in the USA, and over a million customers have trusted Legacy Box.
This Christmas is the time to digitize. Visit LegacyBox.com/ClayandBuck for exclusive holiday savings. That's LegacyBox.com/ClayandBuck for last-minute shopping. LegacyBox.com/ClayandBuck.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Carry on my wayward son, don't you cry no more.
Carry on all the way to your locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Stop in today and get a premium synthetic blend oil change for just $29.95.
The holidays are here. Now through December 31st, Paul Powell will be making wishes come true. Just follow the Paul Powell Law Firm on Facebook. Comment on the Daily Post what you want. And Santa Paul will choose
live
one
from
lucky
the South Point Hotel,
day.
Casino, and Spa Studios.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip,
AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas.
Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. American basketball player Brittany Griner freed from Russia in a high-level prisoner exchange. White House correspondent Greg Clexton reports.
President Biden announced that Griner was released after being detained since February.
This is a day we've worked toward for a long time. We never stopped pushing for her release.
Griner was freed after the U.S. released notorious Russian arms dealer Viktor Bout. However, American Paul Whelan remains jailed after nearly 4 years in Russia.
Sadly, for totally illegitimate reasons, Russia is treating Paul's case differently than Brittany's.
He said the U.S. has not forgotten about Whelan and will never give up in seeking his release. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The House voting today and has given final approval to protections for same-sex marriages. The law also requires states to recognize same-sex marriages and would also protect interracial unions by requiring states to recognize legal marriages regardless of sex, race, ethnicity, and national origin. President Biden expected to sign the measure. Also at townhall.com, slightly more Americans filing for jobless claims last week.
The Labor Department says applications for unemployment benefits rose to 230,000 for the week ending December 3rd. That was up by 4,000 from the previous week's 226,000. The four-week moving average of claims rose by 1,000 to 230,000.
That's correspondent Jerry House. Jobless claims seen as a proxy for layoffs and combined with other employment data show that American workers are enjoying extraordinary job security at the moment, despite the Federal Reserve's efforts to cool the economy. Stocks higher on Wall Street. The Dow is up 95 points and the NASDAQ adding 100. More at townhall.com.
Charlie Dombeck here from Key City Capital. As a practicing CPA for nearly 30 years, I have found that 80% of your ability to grow your wealth is dependent upon two factors, taxes and investment performance. At Key City Capital, we improve investment performance by diversifying capital into off-market investment opportunities in passive rental real estate and alternatives like asset-backed lending. We recover dollars that clients unnecessarily pay in the form of income taxes, creating a lifetime annuity of savings. We are a sponsor of passive, affordable single and multifamily residential rental investments, which are located in Sunbelt landlord-friendly states. These investments are the top choices in a rising interest rate and inflationary environment. They represent a store of value, protecting your capital from market volatility. Learn how we at Key City Capital can help you ultimately grow your wealth rapidly. Connect with me at keycitycapital.com or give me a call at 817-912-1.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the MultiCare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The MultiCare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the MultiCare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The MultiCare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449.
It's 12:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Once the billion-dollar deal is done, Hard Rock officials plan to close the Mirage, gut the entire hotel casino, and spend billions to expand and upgrade the property. Yesterday, they got one step closer to making that happen When the Nevada Gaming Control Board approved the deal to buy the Strip property from MGM Resorts International, the Nevada Gaming Commission will consider the sale at its December 22nd meeting. The plans to gut the property also include replacing the iconic erupting volcano and replacing it with a guitar-shaped hotel tower with more than 1,000 rooms. The Seminole Indian Tribe, which owns the Hard Rock brand, has not released a closure date, but has said it would like to open the expanded and upgraded resort in 2025 or 2026. The $11 billion sale of the data center developer Switch is a done deal. The Digital Bridge Group and IFM investors, they bought the outstanding shares of that company, taking it private and off the New York Stock Exchange. Switch, of course, is also well known for powering its massive data centers using 100% renewable energy.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Look out for some right shoulder activity there on Interstate 15 southbound. That's at Flamingo. Also, remember those HOV lanes are open to everyone on Interstate 15 southbound between Spring Mountain Road and Silverado Ranch while that construction work continues in that area.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is Thursday, December the 8th, and we are here with you live and local. We are still trying to piece together what happened on November 8th. For many, it was a huge disappointment. If you are Joe Lombardo, you have just been handed the keys to the state, and that's a good thing. That's a very, very good thing. The question is, going forward, and we always on this program, for as long as I can remember, have always been looking forward. After 2020, we said we need to do a better job of vetting candidates. We need to be able to do a better job of getting people that can raise money, can articulate the issues, and that can win. And it was a mixed bag. It was a mixed bag in 2022. Now we're looking ahead to 2024, and a guy that's going to help us, guide us in that direction, Keith Skipper. He is the Republican National Committee, National Director of Regional Communications. He joins us now. Keith, how you doing, my friend?
Doing great, Kevin. Can't complain. How about yourself?
Good, good. Getting ready for the holidays, as is everybody. I'm just curious, are things calming down for you in your office?
They are. They are getting a little, this is kind of a quiet period. You know, all the artillery was spent. The battlefield has been, pretty decimated around. Everybody's just kind of got some wear and tear on them. So it's a good time to kind of recharge and recalibrate. And now's a good time to start looking into what we can change, all that kind of thing, while also hopefully taking some time with our loved ones. And, my wife and I are going to go on a nice little 2-week trip and try to take some time to recharge our own batteries. So
where are you going?
Oh, so we are going to go to North Carolina. That's where she's from, and go see her family. And then by marriage, as a result, I am a UNC Tar Heels fan. So we're going to go to San Diego and watch them hopefully lay a beat down on the Oregon Ducks in the Holiday Bowl and get some good college football in and get some nice time at the beach in, since, you know, you can't beat West Coast, you know, the best weather in the winter. So we still get some sun and still get a little bit of warmth. And again, hopefully watch those Oregon Ducks lose again. I'm a University of Washington alum, so to get to watch them lose twice would be a special 2022 treat.
UW, I just love it. I lived in Seattle for about 6 years and absolutely loved it. The only thing I didn't like was the gray skies. The rain I could deal with. There wasn't that much rain when I lived there. But, boy, I'll tell you what, the gray skies will just bring you down.
Yeah, when you don't see the sun for 9 months, you start wondering, does it actually exist? You start having almost an existential crisis. Does everything you know about the sun and all that, have you been lied to your entire life?
So let me get down to cases here. We've got a case where people are still trying to figure out what happened on November 8th. You've had a chance to digest this. You may have even done a deep dive into some of the numbers statewide. First of all, is the glass half full or half empty? Is this something we should be saying, hey, it's not as bad as people are painting it to be? What about from your perspective?
I certainly think that it's not as bad as what I think people are making it out to be. I mean, look, if I've been in, you know, activist meetings all across Nevada throughout, you know, my years, and especially throughout 2022 and 2021, and especially since Governor Sisolak took office. I think for most folks, Governor Sisolak getting back that governor's mansion was goal number one. That was the top priority for Nevada Republicans, and we did it. I mean, locally we did it, and we now have a governor who will set the agenda and will be, you know, fighting for Republicans. And that is certainly, I think, something we cannot dismiss. And then I'm with you on the others. There were obviously, you know, some things that we wish we had accomplished. And there are things that are disappointing. And, you know, we have a review committee set up at the RNC to kind of go through why. Because the big question is, and Nevada is a good example, and we saw this in states like Arizona and across the country, where tickets were split. A Republican won and statewide, and a Republican lost, or congressional candidates lost. And why was that? And so we're going to look and see what can be done, what happened, what lessons from that, why did this happen? I think there's been, unfortunately, far too many misleading folks on Republican turnout. In fact, I was reading the New York Times today, and they talked about how in Clark County, Republican turnout was at 67%. Democrat turnout was at 57%. We had a 10-point victory as far as turnout is concerned. And now the question is, why did the swing voters, the independent voters, the moderate Republicans and the moderate Democrats vote for Joe Lombardo, but then didn't vote for other Republicans on the ballot? That's what this review committee set up to kind of analyze and figure out and really understand why some Republican candidates were unable to win the swing voters, win those moderate Republicans, win those independent voters. You got to figure that out.
Do we know what it is that turned off those swing voters, those independents, those unaffiliateds?
That's part of what we're hoping to understand and get out of this review committee. I think every candidate runs their own race. The RNC exists. And we work alongside the Nevada Republican Party, and Chairman McDonald was a fantastic partner in creating the road, creating the infrastructure, the turnout machine. And we turned out the voters needed, obviously with Joe Lombardo. The voters to win statewide and win elections in Nevada were there. Lombardo proved it. He won them. The campaigns have to go out and then persuade those few, you know, the little bit of swing voters that are in every electorate that decide these elections, they have to persuade them. And so we're, you know, the review committee set up to kind of understand what happened. Is it something that happened? Is it universal or is it state by state? I tend to believe that every state is different. Every campaign is different. And so, but we're going to look into seeing what exactly, why did some of these Republicans win those votes that they needed to win their elections and why they didn't. And Hopefully, you know, once we have a better understanding, campaigns can take that and understand that so that they can implement both that, you know, the lessons learned in their future campaigns.
Again, Keith Skipper joining us, soon to be on an extended vacation. Oh, I'm so excited. The Republican National Committee, National Director of Regional Communications. What are the tools you use in a review like this? Do you actually talk to voters? Do you go back and do exit polling? What?
Yeah, we'll analyze all that data. There is a lot of exit poll data. You know, I think the exit poll data is a very good question. I think it lends a lot of questions, and we will investigate it by looking into even more data and talking to folks. But just look at it. You know, people want to talk about messaging. What was our messaging right, wrong? What was it? I think the biggest question mark people have is if we look at exit poll data, majority of Biden was underwater with voters. Top issue was inflation. Those voters believe that Republicans were right on that issue, but then we still suffered, you know, some setbacks in these races. And so we'll look into why that is. That's a very unusual thing to happen, and hopefully get some answers. And we'll talk to folks, we'll talk to people on the ground, all that sort of thing.
One of the things that I've discovered just in talking to a lot of people, Dick Morris and different pundits nationally, area people like Chuck Muth, is that money was a factor, that somehow we were outspent in the Catherine Cortez Masto Adam Laxalt race 3-1. It was similar in some of the other races as well, in particular the CD races, the congressional races. How do we fix that?
Yeah, so, I mean, here's kind of the big issue we face is campaigns get a discounted rate on television. They spend less money on to get their TV ads in front of people than outside groups. You know, the Senate Leadership Fund, which is run by Mitch McConnell's groups, that has to spend more money to get their ads in front of the same amount of eyeballs as a campaign. Now, Senate Leadership Fund, Mitch McConnell, they were all in on Nevada. They spent a ton of money, but they don't get to see – not as many people get to see their ads because of this. We need to figure out how we can direct more money into campaigns. Democrats are very, very strong with their small-dollar donors. Their small-dollar donors are bought in and understand that they need to give the $10 a month to their candidate of choice. And – and campaigns work very well to try to get their donors to give to other campaigns. We're starting to build that. I think there's a little bit of a question mark of not even a question mark. There's an issue of, our donors, especially our small dollar donors, tend to skew older. Inflation obviously impacts older communities who tend to be on fixed incomes. And so I think that obviously created an issue for us where Democrat small dollar donors are younger. And aren't on a fixed income. So we need to, one, fix that. We need to, I think, sell to our small dollar donors and other folks who are involved and passionate about electing Republicans but maybe don't give the $10. Sell to them that this is critical. This puts us at a disadvantage. Again, when you're talking about Catherine Cortez Masto being able to spend, you know, $30 million on TV while Adam was only able to spend like $9 million or whatever it was, that's a huge discrepancy about when it comes to who actually is seeing it. Senate Leadership Fund, Mitch McConnell, they can make it up in actual dollars, but their dollars don't result in as many eyeballs. And so we need folks to get that, understand that, and that their dollars are a lot further than they think, and that it's a smart thing if they care about electing Republicans to give those small dollars their candidate.
One of the criticisms I have not heard about this election cycle was the quality of candidates, that people, I think, were fairly satisfied that we had some pretty good people in Mark Robertson. We had Sam Peters, April Becker. People are still raving about her, but yet they could not win. What about the caliber of candidates from your perspective, from an RNC standpoint?
I think we had some great candidates in Nevada. April Becker is one of my favorite people, not just candidates. I mean, she is just so compassionate, so caring, so just wants to make her community better. We did have fantastic candidates, and that's the hardest part about these kinds of, after every election cycle. There are always, even in good election cycles, there's always a candidate that you just love that just came up short. I would encourage that April and Mark Robertson and Sam Peters, that they continue being involved. I know Sam Peters obviously is. He has a new role, but and I'm sure April is going to, we'll hear some next moves out of her, and I hope Mark Robertson is the same thing. And look, we still have good candidates that won. Andy Matthews is a fantastic rock star. He was just an everyday person who 2 years ago got elected to the assembly, 2 years later got elected to the next level, and it's going to be exciting to see where he goes. Stavros Anthony has been fantastic on the Las Vegas City Council. Very excited to see him take over as lieutenant governor. And, of course, Sheriff Lombardo, just the way he's been building his team and the way he's been really out there talking about the issues, talking about how his agenda already and commenting on things. He is going to be a great governor. So we have some good building blocks. Our good candidates, there are some that just came up short, but I know they're still going to be involved, and they're still going to do everything they can to help Nevada Republicans continue to see success at the ballot box.
The ink wasn't dry on this election before people were talking to me about who runs against Jackie Rosen in 2024, less than 2 years away. But in politics, that's like a nanosecond. Can you talk a little bit about who you think some of the candidates are going to be? Who are the names that you're hearing?
I haven't heard a ton of names. Sam Brown ran, and he ran a fantastic campaign. And, of course, Andy Matthews. We have a lot of different candidates out there that could possibly – or, excuse me, a lot of different Republicans out there that could become candidates. You're right. 2 years may seem like a long ways for a lot of folks, but it comes here in a blink of an eye. And so I think we're going to start seeing some more folks start kicking the tires and getting more involved. But again, I think one of the better things about, this election cycle is that we did build a bench. Our bench is stronger than it was after coming out of 2020 and 2018. And we have fantastic options for not just the U.S. Senate, but Congress and on down for future elections. So I think we're going to start seeing a lot more folks not only talking about the Senate, but also Congressional District 3 and 1 and 4. And so that's kind of the exciting part about this. At the end of every election cycle, births a new election cycle, and seeing how that kind of comes to be is a little bit fun, because the unknown is a fun place to be.
Well, and we're going to have, as you mentioned, congressional elections again in 2 years, and that means all these people that looked like they were vulnerable, Stephen Horsford and Dina Titus and people like that, they're up for election again. I'm just curious, because we're going to have, after the first of the year, we're going to have the return of the Nevada legislature in February, and I'm curious what you think Republican priority should be. Even though they're in the minority, they've got the governorship and they got the veto pen. Any thoughts on what to expect?
I think one of the biggest issues that everyone on everyone's mind right now is our schools. I believe that a big part of what drove those suburban voters to Sheriff Lombardo was the anger that parents had in the suburbs about the schools being closed, and Governor Sisolak, he tried to get away with a lie. They didn't close them, even though, he gave the school district the power to close it and did nothing to urge them to get it opened back up, did not even use his own pen to open back up. People are frustrated with schools. They're frustrated with the fact that their kids have fallen further behind than they were at that age. And so, I think school choice, obviously giving, debating, trying to get, educational savings accounts through the legislature, doing whatever we can to give people more options would be a very critical part of this session. I think Senator Keith Kefir, he's obviously been a longtime champion of school choice and those educational issues. Obviously, it looks like there may be a ballot initiative to break up the school district. I think that really just emphasizes that people want something done when it comes to our schools. The state of our schools is just unacceptable. And then from there, just, of course, all the work to diversify our economy that Joe Lombardo talked about on the campaign is critical. You know, when you have a Biden administration that has spent so much money that we're in an inflation crisis and now staring down a recession, you know, the need to diversify Nevada's economy is as great as it's been in a long time.